Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. You missed it Monday, but you get it back on Tuesday. What's the good of the day? Besides the fact that you're back healthy.
Well, that's it. That's the good of the day. Me back.
Yeah, right?
Nah, come on. We need something better than that. The good of the day is something 40 years in the making.
40 years. Let's 40 go back to 1981.
Yeah. I guess it was 81? Around. I mean, maybe yep. A little over 40. I'm not sure when this movie actually came out. But it's a sequel to a movie we've been waiting for. Mel
Which
Brooks.
Was?
History of the World Part 2.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Something to get behind, right?
I did not know this. When did we get this bit of news?
Well, this came out yesterday, or the news came out yesterday that I think it's targeting a 2022 release.
Is it Mel Brooks? Hasn't he passed away?
No,
he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Oh man! Oh, Carl Reiner passed away.
Carl Reiner passed away. Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
But he's teaming up with writers such as Nick Kroll, Wanda Sykes, Ike Barinholtz, David Stassen, and Kevin Salter. I don't know
Very
who
good.
Those guys are, except for Wanda Sykes. I know who she is.
And, I know Nick Kroll. He was on a show called The League about about guys who play fantasy football. It was so funny. That was hilarious.
So yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have any details about what they're going to make fun of. But we all remember History of the World Part 1, where they made fun of the Roman Empire, the Spanish Inquisition.
Absolutely.
One of the great musical numbers in film history.
That's right.
So I mean it should be fun, right?
I think so.
French Revolution. Now, I don't know how much...
Yeah, it's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king. Now, I don't know how much Mel Brooks will play into it. You know, last time, I mean, he was one of the writers. He directed it. He started it. I don't know if he's going to run the full gamut in this movie.
Right, okay.
I hope he does have some role because he is a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Real funny.
So, yeah, I'm curious. I'm just curious to, like, okay, what are they going to tackle? Because where we left off, I think they ended with the French Revolution, right?
I think so, yeah. I think you're right.
So, I mean, you can
see where we go.
Go American Revolution, Civil War.
Yeah, you got a bunch of places you can go now.
You know, does he tackle like the .com era?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm now kind of excited for that.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
By the way, I went to go see No Time to Die yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I sat through 35 minutes of previews.
They didn't have a preview for this one yet?
No, but they did have a preview. A movie I kind of forgot, and when I saw it, I went, oh, yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yes.
And I went, you know.
When is that coming out?
That is coming out Thanksgiving.
What? Why?
I don't know. but I got to think, like, we're going to have a family get-together at Thanksgiving. I think that's a movie we have to go see.
I mean, yeah.
I definitely have to go see it. Now, I loved the trailer. Like, they didn't. The problem with the 2016 all female Ghostbusters is that they tried to do Ghostbusters again.
Yeah,
they just tried to, which is I have no problem with that. But don't retell the same story. This is totally different. This is a bunch of kids who moved to a house that one of the Ghostbusters. I can't forget which one. Egon?
I think it's Egon.
I think it's Egon's
like his
house.
Grandkid.
Yeah, his grandkid. They have this house, but that's where they stored all the ghosts.
Yeah.
In the traps. And then they escape, and then they've got the car, and they... I think it looks brilliant. Now, I can't say the movie is going to be great. Maybe it's a pile of dew, but the previews at least made you go, they took a concept and they reworked it. They did something different with it. Right, which I'd like. That I can get behind this. If you just redo something, I'm usually like, eh. But if you give me a new twist on it, that's I'm okay with a franchise continuing in that way.
And like you said, I mean, you know, the slightest differences were, you know, with the all female cast was that this one was in a basement instead of the top of the building.
Right, exactly.
You know, where like the demons were.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny.
Yeah, but I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't think it was all that great.
Yeah, I mean, there's one scene.
There was a couple of funny scenes.
There's one scene that sticks out in my mind when Leslie Jones goes into that scene with the mannequins.
Yeah, that's true.
She just opens the door. She goes, nope. gloves
yeah,
it.
I like that.
Because that's every one of us. Come on.
I know. No kidding. Mannequins are freaky. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there because I was like, oh, all right, I'm in.
Yeah, but you know.
And I know I had seen it. I had seen it on YouTube and a couple of times, but I totally kind of forgot. And to be honest with you, if you had told me it was out and I missed it, I would have believed you.
I didn't even know. But Thanksgiving seems like a weird
time.
Why not Halloween?
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that more of a Halloween movie?
It seems like that would be a better place to put it.
Of course, now I'm starting to get the feeling that you just take all three of the major holidays right now and just mash them into one.
Yeah, I got it.
Because, I mean, there's some places that already have Christmas decorations up, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
I know. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Bengals offensive lineman Jackson Carmen.
Yep.
Upon his arrival to Detroit, asked for food recommendations via Twitter. So what do people recommend? Mom's spaghetti.
Sure.
Right? Why not? It's a new pop-up joint. Well, he was an offensive lineman who was on the COVID protocol early in the season, came back, and then this was pretty much his first, I think it's his first game back. He didn't really play all that much, but the moment that he did play, he ended up throwing up on the field.
Oh, did he really?
So a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, he's still sick with the virus. And he's like, no. He's blaming it on mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to do that.
Oh, no. I don't think so, too.
Because I'm pretty certain, Jackson, you're going to be in the next Eminem song.
I think so, too. I think you're right. Right. Oh, my God.
I mean, the only other person who trashes people more in songs is Taylor Swift, and Eminem
yeah,
is
right.
a lot more humorous in his style and a lot more cutthroat in his style.
He's amazing how he throws like names of people in songs that were relevant at the time. And then you listen to that song, you're like, that is such a 1999
yeah.
thing, right?
2002.
Yeah, 2002 or 2003.
He's making fun of Chaney's heart problems. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, yeah, I remember Chaney had
I
heart
remember
problems.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually has a line about Chandra Levy. Remember the woman that
yes.
disappeared in Washington and the congressman that was accused of doing so, you know, maybe contributing to her disappearance
yeah.
that, you know, that was in the news cycle for a bit and then disappeared. And you listen to the song like, oh yeah, that was from like 2000 or something.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, he should throw this name in there.
He should throw Jackson and Jackson Carmen. I mean, come on. Eminem rhymes words that don't belong together. Jackson Carmen is probably simple. He's probably like, oh, where
He's
am I going to go with
10
this?
10 of them. He could probably yeah. figure out. All right. What's the bad of the day? Dumb of the day.
Well, you remember those zebras?
Yeah, that we talked about, they were on the loose.
Yeah, they're
something?
On the
yeah.
loose. Well, three of them were on the loose. Now, one had been captured but ended up passing away because it wasn't captured quite humanely, unfortunately. But so there's two more still running around out there. And their tactics to capture them, kind of reminiscent to from what I've been told, because I don't watch the show quite enough, and I think I need to. kind of a reminiscent to a scene in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
So their idea to capture the zebras is the holding area where the farm that the zebras were on is kind of just restore the fences, stock it with more food, and they put more zebras in there.
Oh, okay. So that worked?
No, it didn't work. We don't know yet.
Well, we don't know.
That's their
okay.
plan.
Oh.
That's what they've done.
How hard is it to catch a zebra?
I mean, how many black and white horses do you see running around, right?
It doesn't seem all that difficult to catch a zebra.
No, I mean, I know.
They run like a cheetah? Like,
well, I know
they
have the hide or flight thing.
Right.
Remember the movie Racing Stripes?
True.
Where it was a racehorsing
zebra?
Chris
Rock, yeah.
He, you know, it was a racehorsing zebra, and I remember them talking about it. It was like, well, he has a hide or flight, which means that he has a quick burst of speed, but not steady.
Yeah.
He's like, zebras are able to run really, really fast to get away from a lion or a zebra or not a zebra, whatever's going to eat them.
Whatever's going to eat them. And maybe when they see man, they go, ah, I'm going to fake you out and gone.
Yeah.
See ya. Yeah. Maybe
but
so.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple of months now.
Right.
They can't capture these two zebras. So their idea is like, oh, we'll just add more zebras. That'll bring them there.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. All right, well, we'll see. Keep us updated on the zebra trappings.
I think they're just going to run into more problems.
I think so, too.
Because, I don't know, are you leaving a door open for them? I mean, how are they supposed to get in?
Right,
I don't get the logic. It's like, you just add more zebras, more food, the zebras will come back. Are they just going to be sitting at the edge of the fence like,
yeah.
let me in, let me in? No, they're not. They're zebras.
Oh, goodness. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We've got Taylor, Lee Ellis, I should say, coming up next as we continue along with Wake Up Call, talks to the NBA. And then we got Wilson Alexander in Baton Rouge, who's going to talk Ed Orgeron in hour number three. All right, coming up next, the SEC is punished the Tennessee Volunteer Program for what happened Saturday night against Ole Miss. We'll tell you the details next on Wake Up Call.